The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, look, I mean, what we really think is that what SBS have done with the promo that they've ended up pulling is really unethical. They've gone to the Kennedy family and others and said that they wanted to film them, you know, for upwards of 6 months about how people can sort of rise through adversity and come on top of sort of struggles in their life. And they've sort of taken them on face value, and I think SBS have really taken advantage of their generosity. And then in the promo that you played before, you know, you can really see that they've shown the worst sides. What they've done is they've selectively used certain footage to really demonise the Mount Druitt community, and that's why there's so much uproar in our area.
Yeah. Can I try something on, though, Prue, though? And look, I'm just swinging in the devil's playground. Could it be that SBS and the producers actually turned out, and that's what the families are really like, and what they're showing is an accurate depiction? Could that be the case as well?
Well, I mean, no one is running away from the fact that in the community we do have some issues that we need to work on. There's been a lot of services cut that we need to get refunded, and that's part of the problem. But part of the issue here is that there's been a lot of filming that was taking place that people didn't realise was being filmed, you know. And, for instance, the Kennedy family have only seen the first episode, and they keep asking to see the second and the third episode that they feature so prominently in, and SBS won't cooperate in it.
How did they feel on about the first episode, Prue?
Yeah, well, look, they're pretty concerned about what they've seen. A lot of things, as I said, that they didn't realise they were being filmed
or overdone.
Yeah,
and selectively picked out a bit here, a bit there, and left the rest out.
Exactly right. And look, moreover, Petta, the mother of the family, she's actually heavily involved in the community of Wilmot in the suburb they live in. That's how I got to know the family. She's the president of the community group. She does all this outreach work, this fantastic work. We're getting the community together. And that is not being focused on, you know. Instead, they're looking at particular footage to paint Mount Druitt in a particular light. And that's not what it is.
It's going to be very, very damaging for Mount Druitt.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's good that they've pulled the promo, Justin, but what I and others, and definitely the Kennedy family, want to see happening is they should really be showing every participant that has actually played a role in this program. They should be showing them before the program ends, because before they're able to see that, the damage will continue. There's speculation about what it is. We're going off on the promo, and the promo was so offensive, and it's doing damage to the reputation of Mount Druitt in the general Australian community. The participants shouldn't have to turn on their TV every Wednesday for the next 3 weeks to see what SBS has said about them to the whole of the country.
Yeah, and look, but I've got to admit, as somebody that just saw the promo, you know, it scares the hell out of me, and the chances of me going to organising a picnic in Mount Druitt on the back of that are probably zero, and that's pretty unfair, I would think, for a place.
I mean, we can only think, and I think that the general community could forgive us for this, we could only think that they already had this written before they went out to film. You know, they knew what they wanted to portray Mount Druitt.
I was going to say, I mean, have we, you know, sort of got central casting involved here, and they've rolled up and they said, what about him over there? Oh, no, he's not quite toothless enough, and he doesn't have a mullet, so let's go next door and see if we can get that. Have they tried to get people that a little, and I say this with great affection, a little rough around the edges?
Well, you know, Justin, you can definitely think that what SBS have done to us is that they've sold us a pup. They told us they were going to do a great, uplifting, positive story on our community, and it looks like it's going to turn out to be the opposite, and that's why our community is rallying around Petta and Ashley and the other participants as well in the same boat. to try and get them to at least show the participants what is in the documentary, suspended until that point, because the damage being done to our community is just extremely, it's too great at this point.
I, you know what, Prue, you don't need to agree with me about this, but did you see the first contact with Ray Martin about the Aboriginal communities? Now, I'm not sure if you'd seen it, but when I watched it, I thought, well, that is terrific. You'll find nobody pushing more for Aboriginal communities than me on radio. But I felt that they glossed over certain problems and concerns within the Aboriginal community and just tried to constantly show it in a good light. Now, that is terrific because we haven't seen anywhere near enough of a good light for the Aboriginal community. It has all been bad for decades. But they haven't really applied the same thing to some white folks from Mount Druitt, where they've tried to find the positives in their life. In fact, they've done the bloody opposite.
Exactly.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. What we're trying to say is show a balanced program. Come to Mount Druitt and have a look at what the Wilmot Community Group does in the community. The Mother's Day event that's on Friday, where they'll be bringing mothers from all around Wilmot and providing, you know, nutritious lunch for all the children in the community to come and enjoy all that work. Petta, the mother of this family, she runs the Wilmot Community Festival at Christmas, where the whole community comes together. Show a balanced representation of what is happening in Mount Druitt.
The chances are they've probably signed something. That says there is nothing they can do about it now, but what would you call on the SBS to do?
Well, I'm calling on SBS to suspend the program until all the participants have the opportunity to view all the episodes. It's the least they can do.